This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like, seriously, sort of. DJV show, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen presents the Good Day combination of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. For your listening and dancing pleasure, Jennifer is going to dance her way into our hearts now with something that is a pluperfect way to get a focus on things. Right, Jennifer?
A pluperfect, huh?
Yes.
All right. Oh. I'll do my best.
French nerd over there.
I know.
Oui, oui, madame.
Okay, so here's the story. As you probably know, maybe you've heard, the midterm elections are just a couple of weeks away. Not even less than 2 weeks away.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we could be boring and we could speculate. You've got people hoping for blue waves and people hoping for red waves and people trying to predict races. And it looks, I mean, if you want my opinion, that it's going to be a really mixed bag. I think the Republicans will keep the Senate, and I think that it'll probably be a very tight margin. Whether Democrats are able to take the majority in the House, they might do it by a couple of seats. But what I think is far more interesting is to look and see how people are actually trying to do this. And we all talk about Facebook and social media and the platforms that are necessary now to communicate with young voters. And one story that's coming out of Texas is this guy who's running for Senate. His name is Beto O'Rourke. He's currently a representative. He'd like to take Ted Cruz's Senate seat in the state of Texas. And for a while, the race was actually very, very tight. Ted Cruz, over the last month or two, has kind of pulled out with, like, I think a 7-point lead, which is still probably a little too close for comfort for someone like Ted Cruz. But the story with Beto O'Rourke is that he has kind of gone down to the grassroots in how he's running his campaign. And the story out today is how much money he's using on Facebook. He is the candidate all across the country that is spending the most money focusing his attention on Facebook ads. He's raised a ton of money, more than any senatorial candidate. I think he's raised $35 million that he's keeping all for his campaign. He's not sharing it with any other races. And he spent $5 million of that alone just on Facebook ads. So this is the first time that we're seeing people put a sizable chunk of money for their campaign.
Why is he so popular with people in terms of, just because they want to dump Cruz, you lose
Well,
Cruz,
I think,
so.
First of all, Cruz is God. People know who Cruz is. And I think for Democrats, it would be an amazing story to tell if they were able to kick out someone like Ted Cruz, who just a couple years ago was running for president and coming in second doing that on the Republican side. Beto O'Rourke is also, I want to say, sort of Obama-esque. He is, he's young. He's an intriguing speaker. He goes into the big cities in Texas where there are far more Democrats than there are Republicans, and he goes out and he jogs with people and has them jog alongside of him. And so there's a lot to capture the attention, I think, of big money Democratic donors who are looking for someone like him instead of someone like Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, because he's kind
of
young and exciting.
Yeah. Mm.
Exactly.
Got
so,
new young blood, yeah. And he also, it doesn't hurt. He's been on Ellen DeGeneres is a huge backer of him, and she's had him on his show, which never happens because he's not running for president on a national level. This is just for Texas. And also Willie Nelson has written songs for him. He's done rallies. Like, Willie Nelson, his son Lucas Nelson, recently was responding to a lot of, I guess there was some flack saying, you know, oh, Willie shouldn't support him, and but Willie is definitely supporting
Willie
him, and I think there's a lot of farm aid stuff.
More Democrats than he does anything else. Willie's very quietly in the background of supporting.
And there's a big farming tie-in, too, with that.
Yeah.
And you know all about that.
The Republicans
Doug,
have screwed over. The Republicans voted for Trump, and Trump and his administration have ignored the farmer. So
I just saw a poll yesterday that said farmers are sticking with Trump.
Maybe in California they are.
This is a national poll that I saw. I'll have to see if I can find it. But that they are still hanging on and sticking with him. The story, though, I think is social media as a platform becoming a new place for political ads. We know that they've been there. That's how Russians were trying to influence the election a couple years ago with Facebook ads. But I think to have a candidate dump a significant amount of money, $5.3 million since May for Beto O'Rourke, that's probably a telling thing about what future elections are going to look like. And it'll be interesting to see if it works. Ted Cruz has spent about $400,000 on Facebook ads. So a good chunk of money, but nothing like the $5.3 million.
How much money has Cruz raised, Jennifer? Do you know? If O'Rourke's got $35 million, how much has Cruz got in his pot?
Let's see. I don't know. I can Google.
While you're looking at it, excuse me, Victoria. Yesterday or the day before, Kara, I can't remember which day it was, we're talking about the optics of Trump going over the weekend to a rally, and every news channel, all the late night comedians, all took the stuff that Trump said about Cruz during the campaign and put it next to what he said about Cruz as he went to try to jack him up. It was very interesting optics. It really was to see what Trump said about Cruz and what a liar he is and what a no good. it was pretty funny, actually.
Well, a lot of the stuff I've seen that Beto has said is direct Trump quotes about Cruz.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the danger of, you know, the internet never dies, and once you say stuff, that's it. You know, it's kind of hard to now for people who heard Trump say all that stuff, about Cruz, and then now he's saying he's
but
the right candidate.
But it seems to have helped him. Trump coming to town, Victoria, seems to have helped him.
Well, for Trump supporters,
weekend.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway,
and for
Victoria,
a lot of Texas, his approval rating is not as low as people want to believe it is. In fact, he's actually kind of swelling a little bit. Now, here's what I think is interesting, is that they're going back and forth. Because of the federal reporting laws, there are ways that you can hide what's coming to you from in-state donations and out-of-state. And apparently Ted Cruz is trying to take apart Beto O'Rourke for getting a lot of money from New York and Los Angeles. And he's even saying they're going to rename it Beto Woods. So that's one of the, the criticisms. Is going back and forth. They're not saying exactly. Let's see. This one in. They're trying to break down where the money's coming from. So as of a few months ago, O'Rourke was at $23.7 million, and Cruz was at $14 million. But that was as of July 2018. So this has been some time ago.
All right. Up next, a focus on the New York Police Department. There's a very interesting reality that I'm going to check because Victoria's closest to New York of all of us. So we'll go through what they're changing at the New York. This sounds like an episode of Blue Bloods or something. Up next here on the DJV program, 14 after the hour.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people.
Who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, Kara. So the New York Police Department, Victoria, suspended the use of these body cameras. One of them exploded.
Oh.
Police say their officer out on a midnight tour noticed smoke coming out of the bottom of his body camera. And then he took it off. Yeah.
Well, you know, those are most likely, I didn't read into it, but they're most likely lithium-ion batteries, and that's exactly why. That's the same thing that we heard, you know, when the Samsung Galaxy phones were exploding on planes.
Yep.
And now, if you have any luggage that has a battery in it to charge your phone, you have to check it underneath the plane. You can't take it as a carry-on because there's a danger of them exploding. And I'm assuming that's what happened with the body cameras, because you have to charge them at the end of a shift. You put them back on the little charger, and those are lithium-ion batteries that they are rechargeable. That can be dangerous. That can be really they pack a big punch if they explode. Yep.
The police there are 22,000 patrol officers in New York, and of that, 15,500 wear body cameras. So I guess they have 3,000 of this particular brand, so they have shelved them as they try to figure out what to do. You were pointing out something that was interesting. If you see that new show that Nathan Fillion is in called The Rookie, they're using these cameras as angles, and reality, what you see on the screen in the show are actually coming from these cameras.
It's the first time I've ever seen that. It's really cool. They use dash cam and body cam.
Yeah.
And it's also a really entertaining show. I highly recommend it. He's so watchable and so likable.
Yeah, he is. Chicago, by the way, Chicago PD is using these body cameras, but they have a different vendor, a different make than the New York Police Department has. But these body cameras are being used everywhere by police in large and small communities, state police, local police, sheriff's departments. They use it supposedly to protect themselves because there's so much focus on what they're doing. One other item, Victoria. A company operating the doors-off helicopter that crashed into the East River. Remember that last March?
Oh, yes.
All five passengers
only the
were
pilot.
Killed.
Yeah, I think only the pilot survived, right? That was
They're
awful.
Still offering the same kind of flights, even though their reputation has been tarnished. Discount rates for people who want to go.
Oh, man.
Fly, if you go online, Fly NYON. That's the company. Their sales are off 40%, and they discounted accordingly.
They
FAA.
Were grounded for a while. I don't know how they got around that.
But. Well, yeah, they're still under investigation, and I guess they're offering this deal, but they're not mentioning anywhere that, oh, yeah, by the way, five people died on this exact same helicopter last year.
Not exactly a... it's not exactly...
They have a horrible maintenance record. It's,
is somebody get you a
so
gift certificate for Christmas?
Find out my mother-in-law would like a helicopter ride.
Oh, there it is.
Give me something lovely.
Uh-huh.
Something unique. An excursion.
Yeah. Have a nice time. See you next life. Adios, muchachos. All right. Anyway, so the idea here, if you go to New York and you want to take a helicopter ride, stay away from Fly NYON. All right? That's the company. Although, it'd be kind of, I did one of those once, East River, right by the UN. It was kind of fun, actually. But you go up on
That's
a windy day.
That's the same heliport that
yeah,
you
yeah.
in and out of
right.
or didn't
yeah.
make it back to. But yeah.
It was the old Pan Am heliport.
Yeah,
that's what it is, right by the UN. All right, so there it is. Stay away from that one if you're going to New York. Ah, 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jennifer, you want to help me with this? Jennifer Warren likes to help me with my pronunciation. Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, yeah.
How's that? There she is.
Not terrible.
But my job was okay then. I did a good job.
Pretty good.
All right. She has a comeback single called Head Above Water. Avril Lavigne continuing to bring awareness to Lyme disease through the Avril Lavigne Foundation with some new T-shirts. She says all proceeds from the sale of the Head Above Water charitable T-shirt will help the Avril Lavigne Foundation create an international grant program to directly help individuals affected by Lyme disease. So she has some story that connects her to Lyme disease.
She's had debilitating Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I guess it's a little more under control now, but she said she wrote this song, Head Above Water, because she felt like she was drowning. She just thought she was going to die. She did. It was so bad at one point.
Lyme disease can be very, very, very problematic. So the shirts now are $24.99. Purchase them on the foundation's official website. And they are only available until, what, Friday?
Yes.
You're a good time this week to buy one of these if you want to help out the foundation. Avril Lavigne. Okay? So we got that message out. Next up, in terms of music here on the DJV program, Andrea Bocelli has teamed up with Dua Lipa. Now, you're going to have to help me with this one.
You're nailing the names, by the way.
Yeah, Dua Lipa?
You could just step back now because you nailed it.
All right, I'll step back. You take care of the
story. No, you don't have to. No, I'm only joking. You don't.
No, it's okay.
Hey, you can drop the mic on this one.
All right. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can drop the mic. There. So, what's the comment? Is this comment? I always count on Jennifer for the sound effects. So, these two together, an unlikely duo, isn't it?
Yes. I think that's a safe statement. Absolutely.
Yeah. A world premiere play is taking place on the BBC of this stunning duet, Andrea and Dua Lipa. What's her... I mean, pretty much everybody knows, I think, don't... Most of us know about Andrea Bocelli.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, but is she a household name or only with certain ages?
In the pop world, she is at this point. Yeah, she's British. She's young. She's, like, got a really cool voice. I didn't know she could sing like this, though. Like this, she's really going toe-to-toe with him. I didn't know she had that in her. So it's kind of cool. And he tends to bring out people like beyond Josh Groban. We already know his voice is incredible. But he sang with Ed Sheeran on Ed Sheeran's song earlier this year. And he just, he tends to bring out a lot of cool things in people. And it's his first album in 14 years.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I didn't know that.
Sheeran doing things with others. Like, I see he's got something here, a duet with Beyonce.
This is him. This is Ed Sheeran with Andrea Bocelli in the background right now.
We heard this before. I remember commenting on it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I remember hearing this. This was very good. Teasing Kara about her boyfriend. Nice. Right, can we hear a little of the Sheeran Beyonce combo? Just for reference. This is the same song that they do together that he did with the Bocelli. Oh, yeah, this is a great song. I will not give you up. Nice. What is Beyonce sound like?
I'm trying to figure out where she comes in. Somewhere at the end.
She comes in right after this, right?
Is she? We got 15 seconds.
Hurry, Beyonce.
Hey, come on, let's go. Get this in.
Maybe.
That's like the way I queue up stuff. All right, well, anyway. There she is.
Stronger than anyone I know.
All right, so there's the focus on Andrea Bocelli in a manner of speaking, 28 after, here on the DJV Show.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company look more professional and improves brand recognition. It's also snazzier. Staples didn't research that last part. It just seems obvious. So come into Staples and get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at Lens of Liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump opened a campaign rally in Wisconsin by condemning the mail bombs sent to half a dozen Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice.
Critics say the president bears some of the blame for creating a political climate that could spark violence. The president said that acts of violence won't be tolerated. But Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi say those words ring hollow in light of the president's rhetoric of supporting neo-Nazis. and CNN President Jeff Zucker said that there's a total lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their attacks on the media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do DJB
program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in. Normally at this point, there is a Victoria presence as she brings us around to a big trending story, but I'm going to turn the tables a little bit and give her a chance to complain. And the way I'm going to do that is to introduce a story that will have a lot of groans attached to it. It seems that the well-managed United Airlines sent a plane to Chattanooga, Tennessee that was too big to land on the airport tarmac, and they had to turn around and go back to Chicago because they hadn't figured out when the plane took off that it was too big to land at the airport. So this is a United Express plane that was leaving O'Hare.
There was a mechanical, smaller, right?
Right. Well, listen to this. There was a mechanical on the plane. There, it was supposed to be a 50-person plane, but the mechanical forced them to use another one. These regional aircraft normally are from 50 to about 100 passengers. So the 50-person plane was out of service, and they upgraded it to a larger aircraft, even though it was a puddle jumper regional jet. The flight leaves Chicago at 2:45, and then when it is about halfway to Chattanooga, the plane turns around to go back to Chicago.
Oh, man.
Everybody on the plane is saying, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" And the pilot comes on and says, "Oops, we had to change the plane," but nobody knew or nobody thought about the fact that this size plane can't land on the runway at the Chattanooga airport. And so they turned around. The PR on it was plane turned around because of, quote, unforeseen circumstances.
Mm.
This, the airline said, is an unusual situation and working hard to solve it. Not if you got half of a brain and you know that I could have told you the plane couldn't land. The Chattanooga runway, I've been in there once. It's like landing in the airstrip next door in Marlboro, the Marlboro Airport. It's a teeny little airport.
But this what scares me about this story, so there's two pilots up front, neither of them have flown in there before,
neither of
them said, hey, guys, you know, this plane's too big to go into Chattanooga. That's the scariest part of the story.
So anyway.
United is the worst. I just flew them back and forth.
They're all pretty bad.
Specifically,
no, this one's extra bad. United is extra bad.
The experience that Victoria had with United over the weekend, so have at it.
I felt like we were we flew direct from Newark to John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, and on the way out, it was like, it was all right. But on the way back, we were on this plane that had literally no screens. No screens at all. Not in the seat backs, not any that dropped down, nothing. And so they kept
talking to Victoria that it was an older 737-700, which has none of that stuff. But why would you, this is what drives me nuts, to underscore what Jennifer just said, they're all that bad. American and United, I don't know about Delta because I haven't used Delta to go across the country lately, and I don't use United specifically for this. They have the people who are the operators, these people, the operators, the people who schedule and know this plane is good for this, this plane is good for that, this plane is good for something else. Why would you put an old tin can on a transcon instead of using it to go from let's say use it, okay, we'll fly those planes from Newark to Washington and Newark down to Palm Beach or something, but you don't use a tin can like that mm-hmm. to go across the country when you're trying to get people to be comfortable
and it was a
you
full
know,
flight.
Enjoy to some point.
Yeah.
So an 800 would be okay, although the 737s are not as good. I never thought I would say this, but because I go back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles so much, I gotten used to the new Airbuses that have a lot of nice amenities. And actually,
I told you about those Airbuses. They're more.
I love an Airbus.
They're much better. The newer ones. The old ones are crap cans. But these newer ones are much more compatible to do a transcon than a 737.
Yeah.
No matter what it's at. But the old ones, why in the hell doesn't somebody say, all right, this is the way we have X number of planes, do this. Instead, they just rotate them all, and sometimes American throws an old 737 on that route, and you sit there. Yeah, okay, what happened to Reed? I don't mind writing,
but a direct flight from, I felt like on the way back, the no TV thing, my husband's a sports fan, he was freaking out.
Yeah,
my parents don't have iPads, they were expecting to watch the screens like we did on the way out, and it was just the whole plane, everybody was complaining.
They're dirty.
There was no food, it was disgusting. It was literally like if you've ever been in Europe and you have to take like a regional flight between, say, if you go between Ireland and France or Ireland and England, you know, it's like you're on those old Ryanair flights. That's what this felt like. It felt like we were in some crappy European quick jump, you know, no more than an hour and a half in the air, and it would have been okay. But to go all the way across the country, and this was a direct flight, I just said, I was like, never again. I'm not ever choosing United.
United
ever
is
again.
Nothing special. But they all
no,
are.
No, it's terrible.
The same way. I'm going to go when I go to Peru.
No food offering. I had to hunt down the flight attendant, and I said, can I purchase some food?
That's
it
the
was
other
terrible.
Thing. The service on these planes now, and the flight
horrible.
Attendants, and they're entitled positions. The older ones usually are better, although in your case you said you had two older ones. They were not that.
Two older. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's like, can you just retire already if you
What's
hate
the matter
job?
With it? Well, I mean, that's the my sister's 74, and she still is an active, she flies 85 hours a month for Delta.
Wow. Right, but it's like if you hate your job that much, then, you know, find something else to do.
Right. Yeah. Why do you, that's exactly it, the entitlement these people are. I remember once I was I flew from New York to Los Angeles. And the crew had just come in from they overnighted and they were doing West Coast. And the guy who was the purser was so angry and just ornery as hell. So I said to him, "What is your problem, sir? We don't do domestic flights." This crew was like... We're an
I'm forced
crew.
To do it with you, so lucky. Yeah.
Right, like it's your fault. Well, on the way out, we had this older male flight attendant who just hated everything. And we were in the premium economy, which gives you like 4 inches more legroom, which does make a difference.
Yeah.
But next to us was our friend who was the officiant for my brother and sister-in-law's wedding. He had his suit in a little like folded over thing. And so he asked, he normally flies in first, but he travels a lot for business, but they was sold out. So he asked the flight attendant, "If there's room in the first class closet, would you be able to hang this up for me? It's the suit for a wedding."
Yeah.
You would have thought that he asked the guy for a kidney. It was such a runaround. and then he said, "You know what? Just never mind. I'll just hold it on my lap. Don't worry about me, sir. I know I'm here to please you." It was just the worst customer service. It was horrible
they
experience.
They just don't get it.
Never again.
They don't get it.
The only thing missing was a dead dog. At this point, that's the only thing that was missing on the flight, was a dog that unfortunately died because United was negligent.
Yeah. It is amazing how these what they've done. What it does is basically give you what the world of monopolies is all about. Oh. Same thing with Verizon, and the same thing with, just name the industry where one company keeps buying up all the competitors and they're all by themselves and they do what they want and they tell the government to go screw, and that's what happens.
Well, let me ask one more question, then we'll get off the rants on the airlines. I grew up flying Continental, and I always loved Continental. I thought it was a great airline.
Yeah.
How did United end up being the top dog in that merger? I don't get it.
And because Continental went bankrupt, and United bought the assets.
Everything about Continental that was good is gone.
Right. Yeah, Continental.
All of it's gone.
Continental was when it went, it went bankrupt once, and then the merger mania took place. And so this has only been maybe less than 10 years, actually. All right, so now you feel better. I gave you the opportunity to, and a lot of people listening have had the same experiences, and so they say, Victoria, you tell them. Yeah, go get them.
Hey, you might have even been on my flight with me.
Yeah, you would have heard her if you had been. 44.
I think Hawaiian was pretty good to me, so there you go.
Oh, Hawaiian.
Yeah.
You know, Hawaiian. Yeah, me and Hawaiian. With the fiasco last year when I was supposed to go to Pago Pago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. If we heard about Pago Pago one more time, remember that, Jen?
Trying to resurrect that.
Didn't even know where the heck it was. I didn't even know it existed until Doug's like, "I'm going to Pago Pago."
That was so funny. That was like a solid week every hour, Pago Pago.
Pago Pago. 44 past the hour on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive.
Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, how many people know about Bepi Colombo?
The EPI. Did she run for Senate in Texas?
Yeah. No. This is a joint mission of the European and Japanese space agencies. Set off on a course makes it only the third spacecraft to visit the solar system's innermost planet. The mission contains two spacecraft that will share a ride to Mercury, then separate to different orbits to make different observations. This is fascinating that somebody figured out how to do this. Spacecraft do not begin to orbit Mercury, the solar system's innermost and smallest planet, until December of 2025. It takes that long for them to get there. The first spacecraft to go to Mercury was Mariner 10. Remember that back in 1974? Made the trip in 5 months, but that was only a short flyby, passing within 450 miles of the surface. It made two additional flybys, but never entered orbit. The Bepi Colombo spacecraft will sideswipe other planets to slow down enough to enter orbit. It'll use a series of flybys of Earth, Venus, and Mercury to slow down enough to be captured by Mercury's gravity. It's amazing somebody figured this out. The data from Bepi Colombo will help to indicate whether these distant Earth-sized planets could retain an atmosphere. This is all about the stuff that, was it Bezos who said last week that we'll be colonizing all the planets of the solar system? There'll be a trillion people living on planets in the solar system in the next 300 years. And this is a
I don't know. We can't even figure out how to fly across the
country. We can't get United
country.
From...
yeah,
exactly.
I don't know.
How are you going to do that? 20, what's, wait a minute, it's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Time for the pet show to be sort of assimilated into the DJV show by Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the pet show, focusing on pet behavior, medical problems, behavioral problems, training, that sort of thing, bringing Daisy May to training sessions starting this weekend, Warren. There's a six-week course for Daisy May and others like her who have had, she has, even though she's 3 years old last week, she has no training. She lived in a cage, so she doesn't know. And she still is trying to figure out the poop and pee thing, although she's better about it. But I don't, and it's sad because I like to have her come with me around the house, but I don't trust her not to pee on the rugs. There's another rug that I kind of have to toss, and she just doesn't, I take her out, she does her stuff, and every once in a while, just out of nowhere, she'll drop. And I think I asked you about that. Other people who have that problem, you told me to put food down where she peed, which is what I did. She ate the food and she peed.
Well, see, the whole concept is there's a couple of things you need to do. First of all, you need to follow the full advice. You have to clean up the area where the dog has gone. If you don't clean up the area, what'd you use?
Yeah, I did. I used the spray stuff that gets rid of
Doesn't always work. Baking soda is not going to work. Baking soda and all those other products, some of them contain ammonia. You might as well pee on the floor, Doug. You're putting down the same smell you're picking up. You put the food there. You spend more time with the dog there. You play with the dog there. She doesn't pee on her bed, does she?
No.
Okay, so there's my point. So if she felt as comfortable in other parts of the house as she felt in her bed, she's not going to pee there either. So clean it up, put some treats there, spend time with her on the floor there, put her toys there, and sooner or later, I promise you, you will walk around the house without shoes again.
Well, it also sounds like get some better spray. Nature's Miracle is a good one. What's the one, Warren, that you always
Nature's
recommend?
Nature's Miracle. Let me tell you something about Nature's Miracle. I introduced Nature's Miracle over 25 years ago when it first came out.
Yeah.
I introduced. Yeah. It's a fine product. It's a great product. However, it's now owned by a battery company. It's not owned by the same old Jewish man from you know, Palos Verdes, California. So I use a product called Kids and Pets Stain and Odor Remover. It's the best product
Kids
on the market.
And pets.
And the bottom line is, the other products like Nature does offer like 10 or 15 bucks. You can get Kids and Pets at Walmart, Amazon. It's under $5, and there's not a product that works better.
It's called Kids and Pets Stain
Kids
Remover.
But don't go, but don't go to the pet department at the stores, because if you go like Walmart pet department, you won't see it there. Because then it
was, I don't go to Walmart. So
go to the everyday household cleaning aisle, like at Home Depot or Walmart, and you'll find it. You'll find it in the Home Depot in the everyday cleaning where you find your Windex, that kind of stuff. That's where you get it.
All right.
Great.
There's a problem, apparently. Veterinary hospitals seeing an increase in cats being poisoned by rodent. How do you pronounce this? Rodenticide? It's a rat poison. What makes this over-the-counter rodenticide even more dangerous is that there's no antidote. So a lot of cats are getting a hold of this because people are stupid enough to put it where cats can get at it. So if your cat all of a sudden becomes weak, not coordinated, looks like he's going down, boom, it could be, there's a short period of time, apparently, Warren, where you can block the toxin after it's been eaten, but you got to get the cat to the vet right away. So don't use rodenticides in and around your home. What's the matter with you?
Not only that, right? Here's something a lot of people don't realize. You know, we talk Halloween every year and eating chocolate.
Oh, right.
A lot of people will use cocoa mulch in their backyard. You can buy cocoa mulch at any of the gardening stops, any of the nursery places. They sell cocoa mulch for your yard. And the bottom line is cocoa mulch is nothing more than chocolate, so it can be very dangerous. You don't want to do that. Speaking about poisoning, though, I just did a report. West Hollywood, California, pet guardians are urged to be vigilant after 7 dogs have been poisoned.
Wow.
And just in one little area, 7 dogs have been poisoned. That's why people think I'm eccentric. Imagine that. But that's why when my dog's in my backyard, I'm in the backyard with him. I never take my eyes off him. I don't let him out there by himself to hang out. My eyes are always on my dog because there are some really crazy people out there. And 7 dogs dying in a small little place like West, it's just crazy. Just crazy.
All right, so you'll love this story. Story of a mailman who stops every day to pet and hug a German shepherd hanging out in a yard along his route. The puppy has apparently been overlooked by its owner for whatever the reason. So this guy thinks the dog is sweet. Puppy started paying attention when it was a puppy. Now it's 2 years old. And there have been pictures of it all over the internet. I thought it was kind of cute. Isn't that those stories? You must hear those stories on your show.
Those are the best stories. Like my mailman, Terry, he knows my dog. He knows every dog. He doesn't know the people in the neighborhood, but he knows the dog. And he stops. And he always carries biscuits with him and little toys and little whistles and stuff. And makes it fun for him. It makes his day go faster. And it makes it fun for the dogs as well.
Yeah. Keeps him getting eaten up by the dogs, too, probably, in some neighborhoods. Warren Eckstein. Check out his petshow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.